This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A German drug maker bidding to get even bigger. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio, Bayer is a name you most likely associate with aspirin. The German company invented it, and you can still buy it at your local pharmacy. The company said today it's going to spend as much as $4 billion to buy Ask Bio, a name you might not have heard before. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here to make sense of this acquisition. Nova, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is Ask Bio, and why would Bayer want it?
Well, let's first acknowledge, Andy, that this is a name challenge story, right? The
sure.
Full name for AskBio is Asklepios Biopharmaceutical. That's a mouthful. And Germans pronounce Bayer, Bayer, but we're going to stick with Bayer.
Sure.
So anyway, AskBio is a private firm based in North Carolina, and it's focused on gene therapy drugs. These are part of the high-tech future for pharmaceuticals. The promise is that they'll help treat diseases caused by a defect in the genetic code. For example, AskBio is working on treatments for Parkinson's disease and congestive heart failure. So as to why Bayer would want to buy the company, well, it needs the innovation, frankly. The acquisition adds to its pipeline of new drugs as Bayer stares down 2024 when some patents it has will start to expire for its existing lineup.
Now, Bayer also owns Monsanto and everything that comes along with that company. How does that play into this acquisition?
Well, it's a question of investors wanting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. Aside from a thin pipeline of new drugs, Bayer has been saddled with the Monsanto lawsuits of Roundup weed killer. The lawsuits claim it causes cancer. Bayer denies that. So investors haven't been happy, and now the company is pointing to this acquisition as a chance to kind of build up its future with stem cell and gene therapies.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thanks.
You're welcome.
I was at a hardware store over the weekend and noticed that we've already put out Christmas trees. Now, the holidays and the associated gift giving will be here before we know it, which has us wondering how toy makers have been faring of late. Mattel just reported one of its best quarters in a decade, and today we'll find out more about Hasbro. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on what toy makers are expecting in months to come.
When the pandemic started and so many people were suddenly stuck at home, a lot of them responded
by buying games, buying puzzles, buying building sets, arts and crafts.
Steve Pusserb is CEO of the trade group The Toy Association.
Huge growth in the toy industry at a time where normally the toy industry is fairly quiet.
And he says he expects that trend to continue right into the holidays, especially since it's harder to give experiences this year.
What we hear from families is that they want to preserve the holidays for their kids. They want presents under the tree.
In a normal year, Kara Santos-Pianese and her husband, who live in Virginia, try not to buy their two kids a lot of presents for the holidays.
Just because we don't want to spoil the kids.
Who are 10 and 12. But this year,
would we think about getting more? I think that there's a good case to be made for that this year, for sure.
Because, she says, they're looking for ways to keep the kids sane, bring them some joy, and get them away from screens. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down almost 1%, with a Dow future down 268 points. Oil prices are also down significantly as growing cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. and Europe raised worries about crude demand. Both West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude are down about 2% this morning.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life.
Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Companies like Uber and Instacart are on track to spend a record amount of money on a ballot initiative in California that would allow them to keep classifying workers as contractors. Some of the money is going to usual campaign spending, but some of it isn't. KQED's Sam Harnett reports.
$199 million. That's what the supporters of Proposition 22 have raised so far, with big donations from Instacart, DoorDash, Postmates, Lyft, and Uber. That's compared to about $19.5 million from the opposition, mostly organized labor. Much of the money from the gig economy companies is going to an advertising campaign built around social justice.
I'm a busy single mom, and the flexibility of app-based driving works for my family.
Many of the ads feature workers of color. Uber has put up billboards about racism, and Lyft has run ads with the poetry of Maya Angelou.
Lift up your eyes upon this day breaking for you.
The Yes on Prop 22 campaign also sent $85,000 to the consulting firm of the head of California's NAACP, Alice Huffman. She's appeared in Uber marketing material, supporting the proposition and saying it'll protect jobs. Many local black leaders, like Congresswoman Barbara Lee, oppose Prop 22.
You have very clearly crossed the line when you try to claim the equity mantle for a campaign that has always been about allowing app companies to write their own law so that they can keep exploiting the labor of drivers.
Gig companies are spending money to spread the message in other ways beyond ads. Instacart had workers at a Bay Area store put pro-Prop 22 stickers in customers' orders. DoorDash is providing pro-Prop 22 food delivery bags to restaurants. And then there are the emails.
Yes, I get emails every day from Uber and from Lyft.
Last month, Uber driver Hector Castellanos started getting a pop-up in his app. It said Prop 22 is progress. Even though he's against the proposition, he says he had to click either yes on Prop 22 or okay. There wasn't a no option.
It's coming a pop-up every time I turn on my app or I drop off a passenger.
Uber spokesperson Davis White says Castellanos' experience is not the norm, that drivers should have only seen the pop-up once per shift, and that the pop-up has been changed so that drivers can just close it. Sonoma State University political science professor David McEwen says other companies with apps are watching to see how they can be used to sway voters.
It is the holy grail of political communication. And so businesses and opponents are learning from what is happening through the power of your phone.
McEwen says the use of apps in this proposition battle is unprecedented, but that we could be seeing a lot more of this in elections to come. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.